Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
And a welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is fantastic. They're giving away millions during Super Bowl 54. See rules and enter for free. You're going to do this during the course of the show today, right? Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. RocketMortgageSquares.com. Enter for free. Sounds like a good deal to me. Welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show. And I will be quite chipper this morning. Feel very wide awake. I love listening to Vince Quinn on the way in. Vince is one of my tabbed young guns in this industry. When I hear a young talent that I think is like on the rise, I will tab him one of the young guns. And Vince has been one since he was doing like one shift a week at WIP. A talented guy. I want him put in concussion protocol, though, after hearing the last hour of the show. Anthony, have him pee in a cup before he leaves. Have him pee in a cup. I want to make sure that Vince hasn't been partaking during the course of the show. I don't think it's legal up there, because something was that was nuts. The 17-game discussion, I'll comment on it a little bit later. But I got so much I want to get to. And Anthony, guess what's sitting at the bottom of the stairs in our house getting ready for me when I get home today? Guess what's sitting at the bottom of the stairs?
Your dog.
Well, Nikki Foles
Nikki
will
Foles
be there.
Is waiting for you.
She'll be waiting for me. She waits for me every day. She waits for me every day to come home. My suitcase for Las Vegas.
Vegas, here, John.
Oh,
comes.
Here we go. Here we go.
Watch
happy,
out.
Happy place. My happy place. Super Bowl 54 next weekend. And it's one weekend a year. We move the John Kincaid Show to Saturday for the 8th consecutive year here on CBS Sports Radio. I will be live Super Bowl Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time. Ken Carman will fill in for me next Sunday. I'll be in Ken's spot, and the John Kincaid Show Super Bowl special will come to you live from the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook. And in previous years, I've gotten to meet a lot of you out there, and I hope to meet you again. Come on by. I'll look forward to seeing you. I'll also be doing my Atlanta show there on 680 The Fan. I'll be doing my show from there on Thursday and Friday morning, 9 to noon. So if you get a chance to come on by, I would love to see you too. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I know Vegas is right around the corner, so I am a little more excited than usual. In fact, I'm thinking I'm going to try to think about maybe a wager on behalf of a listener. I don't know legally that I can do that, but I'm going to check it out. I will tell you this. When I look at the Super Bowl matchup, and I may waffle again by next Saturday, I leave it up to my prerogative to do so. But early in the week, I was leaning Chiefs. Late in the week, I'm leaning 49ers. And only leaning. I don't feel strongly about either point of view. But there is one that I carried over, and I talked about it last Sunday, and I'll talk to you about it again. I absolutely am rooting for Andy Reid. So I want to see Andy Reid win a Super Bowl. I feel like Andy Reid gave me some of the best years of my football fandom life when he took over an Eagles franchise that was poor. There's another word that goes in front of it that begins with a P, and that's what they were. And in my hometown of Philadelphia, for whatever reason, people still celebrate Rex Ryan's dad, Buddy, who, by the way, was extremely nice to me when I started out in this business. So I love Buddy Ryan, the person. He was very nice to me. I was fresh out of Temple University, carrying a microphone to press scrums and things like that. And twice, Buddy Ryan said, "Hey, kid with the good hair, you ask a question. You get the first question." He called me kid with the good hair. Now, I've still got great hair, so thank you. But Buddy said good hair. A kid with the good hair, you ask a question first. And he let a college reporter and then a young aspiring sportscaster get a first question at a media scrum at training camp twice. And I'll always remember that with Buddy Ryan. But people celebrate Buddy Ryan's tenure in Philadelphia as if it was some amazing thing. He never won a playoff game. They had great talent. They had great defenses. They had entertaining years. But they never won a playoff game. Whereas the Andy Reid administration was all about winning playoff games, all about getting to the NFC title game five times, only getting to one Super Bowl. But five times getting that fun that of a great season like that. He raised the bar of the franchise that then allowed his guy that he endorsed for the job, Doug Peterson, to clean up after Chip Kelly and to bring them to the Super Bowl. So I'm rooting like hell for Andy Reid to get a Super Bowl. But I also think, though, that the longer the week goes along, I started to look at the 49ers and what they've accomplished. And I don't know if you're going to agree with me. And you're going to have your opportunity today to jump in at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. That's our toll-free number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or you rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home's hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy with Geico. So I'll give you a chance to get in on the phones. I think the 49ers are clearly the better team. And I don't think it's close that they're the better team. Overall team, they're the better team. Star quality, that matinee idol star quality, you got to give it to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, right? You got to give it to that Audi that he's running, where he's just blowing by people, doing amazing things week to week, dynamically. But did the Titans took Patrick Mahomes away for roughly, let's just say 25 minutes of that game, till the last 5 minutes of the first half. The Titans had Patrick Mahomes at 7 points. Okay, so that's pretty good. The week before, the Houston Texans had Patrick Mahomes down 24-0. And I think around the same period of time, I think they had him around 7 points or so for like of the first half, probably like 20 minutes of the first half. Houston Texans defense. The 49ers defense is a hell of a lot better than Houston's by a mile. And they're as well coached as the Titans are and more talented. And if you fall behind 17-7, you fall behind 24-0, that tells me something about you in the biggest games. One, Andy Reid's teams from time to time have a history of showing up a little jittery for big games. It's not false. I have a doctorate in Andy Reid. I was an Andy Reid fan from his first NFL game as a head coach. I remember his second season as the Eagles head coach when they opened up in Dallas and he started the season with an onside kick that they recovered and they kicked Dallas's ass up and down the field. And that's when I really fell in love with Andy Reid. But I know that his teams come out jittery in big games. This is the biggest game. Now, if I go back to his only Super Bowl appearance with that Eagles team who were underdogs to the New England Patriots, it is the only Super Bowl to ever be tied after the first quarter, the second quarter, and the third quarter. Nothing, nothing, 7-7, 14-14. So what I do know is this, even in that game, different players, different era, 15 years ago, Andy Reid's team didn't come out firing on offense. They weren't ready to go, even though New England's defense was a fantastic defense, and a lot of you younger listeners will not realize that New England won their first three Super Bowls on the strength of their defense, not led by their offense. And anyone who tries to give you Tom Brady mythology on that isn't paying attention. Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady yet. He was a hell of a quarterback, up and coming. But Tom Brady didn't make you ice water in your veins. You're scared. You're freaked out because this guy is just like a robot of winning at that time. They won with their defense. And Andy Reid's offense didn't come out firing. I'm convinced of this a week out from the game. The 49ers are the better team. Top to bottom, better roster, more complete team. Are they as good on offense? Hell no. Are they really, really interesting and dynamic on offense with what they do with Kyle Shanahan's plan? Yeah. But how much better are they on defense? I might go as far as to say that the 49ers have as big a gap on defense over the Chiefs as the Chiefs have over them on offense. Sure, Garoppolo's not Mahomes. He's not. Does that mean anything? We'll look at Super Bowl quarterbacks, and I'll tell you whether that meant anything in some previous Super Bowls coming up a little bit later on the show. But that's where I'm at a week at. 1 week out, the 49ers are the better team. The Chiefs have the more sexy dynamic quality, and that includes even with my wife's obsession on Jimmy Garoppolo, which she considers quite sexy. Where are you at a week out from the game? I'm leaning 49ers. Leaning.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.